What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 48 of the Car 5 podcast. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about Aston Martin again. They've been in the news a lot lately, and how they came out with a brand new version of the absolutely perfect DBS Superleggera. So as usual, everyone, let's just go ahead and dive right into things. Like I had said, everyone, today we're talking about Aston Martin, and 007 actually got himself a brand new toy. But before we talk about the new version of this DBS Superleggera, let's take a brief, and I mean like really brief, step back in the time and talk about the current one that we have available to us. So not too long ago, Aston Martin came out with the DBS Superleggera, which is basically a GT coupe. For those that aren't aware, Aston Martin makes basically the most, in my eyes, a perfect GT vehicle. That's what they're perfect at. That's what they're great at. Now, the DBS Superleggera, again, a GT coupe, is packed with a 5.2-liter twin-turbocharged V12 and utilizes an 8-speed automatic transmission. What that means is you're going to have 715 horsepower and 664 foot-pounds of torque. Those numbers are going to project you from 0 to 60 in 3.4 seconds, and you're going to have a top speed of 211 miles per hour. Mind-blowingly fast? Absolutely. Remember though, this is a GT vehicle. This car is not meant to have the fastest drag times. It's not meant to post blisteringly fast times around the Nürburgring. Of course, it still absolutely will. It's a GT car. This is a car, if you're like me and you live in California in the United States, you can drive along the California coast, be extremely comfortable, have all the amenities in a car you would want. You can, your car is going to look absolutely sexy and amazing. You're going to be comfortable, like I just said. So when you get to your destination and you get out of that car, you're not going to have a sore back from the stiff suspension of a performance-based car. But at any point in time, if you want to put that foot down, you have a rabid exhaust note with 715 horsepower. That's what Aston Martin does, and that's what they have the ability and they've perfected over time. So getting to this new Superleggera, how could they have made it even better? Because it's perfect already. Very simple. They took a saw and they chopped that roof off. That's exactly what they did. The DBS Superleggera is now convertible. Thus, the DBS Superleggera Volante has been born. Here's what the amazing part is. They basically haven't sacrificed any performance. The only difference in terms of performance, the same horsepower, same torque, same engine, same specifications. The only difference is 0 to 60 time, which is 3.6 seconds compared to 3.4, which makes sense. You have a little bit of weight added onto the core, onto the car. Unless you happen to be a professional driver, which I am not, and I'm sure many of us are not, that 0.2 seconds difference in 0 to 60 is realistically going to go unnoticed. Now, this is also the fastest convertible that Aston Martin has ever made. Another huge accomplishment. It's going to be equipped with the Mercedes-Benz operating system, which is Command. And if you have not experienced that, it's flawless. Mercedes-Benz created an absolutely amazing infotainment system. It's easy to use, user-friendly, and it's perfect. Genius, honestly. It really is. It's absolutely genius. Now, here's the big thing about this DBS Superleggera Volante. It's going to have a new aerodynamic system called AeroBlade. And what that is basically going to do, it's obviously new aero around the entire car, but it's going to have additional and upgraded and more downforce, which is going to keep the car planted, which is going to help give you that same performance as the coupe. Overall, this is going to be an extremely competitive car if you're looking for a GT convertible or just your next convertible vehicle. Of course, you have the Huracan Performante or the Huracan Evo Spider. You have all the Spider versions of Lamborghinis. You have a ton of Spider or convertible versions of McLarens. You have the Mercedes-Benz AMG GTR Roadster. You have a ton of options out there, even if you wanted to go as far as you have the Porsche 911 Turbo S. But now we're getting a little bit difference in price points. This DBS Superleggera Volante is actually going to start at $332,000. That's a healthy chunk of change. Specifically, it's $24,000 more than the coupe version, and deliveries are expected to actually take place for the Volante DBS Superleggera in fall of 2019. So ladies and gentlemen, of course, this new Bondmobile is 100% customizable. However you want to envision your James Bond car, you absolutely can't. I wish I was 007 right now. I want to hop in this thing. I want to drive it, and then I want to get out, put on my tux, and have a dry martini. That's all we have for episode number 48 of the Car 5 Podcast, talking about the brand new DBS Superleggera Volante. I'm in love. It's beautiful. It's sexy. It's fast. It's comfortable. Don't forget to like on Facebook, follow on Instagram. If you're checking out the podcast just by listening to it, make sure to head over to the YouTube channel. Or if you're checking out the YouTube channel right now and you do like it, hit that subscribe button. And if you don't mind, hit a like on this video. It would definitely help out the channel a lot. Anything you guys need from me, send me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to tune in on June 17th for episode number 49. We're going to be talking about the new upcoming C8 Corvette, the newest rendition of the Corvette, and some of its speculations and, what we think is going to happen. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in, and please remember to drive safe. Have a fantastic evening. Thank you.